On the banks of the South River and the South Fork of the Shenandoah River, one can see signs warning health advisory on eating fish. These fish may contain mercury in both Spanish and English. The signs are part of a monitoring program run by the Department of Environmental Quality, the Virginia Department of Health, and a DuPont-funded cleanup and monitoring initiative called the South River Science Team. The pollution dates back as early as the late 1920s, when a DuPont fabric factory produced rayon. The factory has since been sold to Invista. Mercury was used as a catalyst in the production of the fiber, a practice that was discontinued in 1950. But during those first 20 years or so, waste from the factory seeped into the soil around the plant, and then into the South River, the South Fork of the Shenandoah River, and part of the Shenandoah River itself. The mercury contamination went unnoticed for 26 years, until a DuPont construction team discovered mercury in the soil around the factory and notified regulation agencies of the finding. The next year, the Virginia Department of Health issued a fish consumption ban for more than 100 miles of stream bank stretching from Waynesboro to Front Royal. The ban was amended in 1980, but a fish consumption advisory remains in effect today. Little improvements have been seen in the mercury levels found in fish tissue over the last 40 years. So what's the problem with mercury?
Well, mercury is what they call a conservative substance. It does not degrade over time.
That was Don Kane of the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. He said that once mercury gets into an ecosystem, it stays there because it can't be broken down like other chemicals.
Now, it can be moved, so it can be transported. It can be buried and made unavailable, but if it's in the system and it's actively working itself through the system, and that's basically what we see in South River and the South Fork of the Shenandoah River, it's in the ecosystem, it's in the invertebrates, it's in the fish, it's in the sediments, it's in the floodplain soils and along the river banks. So it basically just gets reworked and reintroduced and redeposited and restored in the river system.
Mercury likes to stick to soil particles. When soil is washed into the rivers, mercury goes with it and is carried downstream to contaminate areas far from the actual site of pollution. The stickiness of mercury makes removal of the chemical impractical, if not impossible, says Michael Liberati, project director for DuPont's corporate remediation group. So the South River Science Team is working on a containment, not removal, strategy.
The South River Science Team came up with the strategy of a riverbank stabilization, trying to contain the mercury rather than trying to excavate the mercury.
The plans are still being designed, but their goal is to stabilize
the first 2 miles of riverbanks that are eroding and have high mercury, and to institute a short-term and a long-term monitoring program to see if that remediation is effective. And if it is, we're likely to continue that on down the river.
In some cases, stabilization will just be vegetating the banks to keep them from eroding. In others, they might use engineered fabrics to keep the riverbanks in place. Liberati says the project is still being designed, but they hope to be in the field by this time next year. If the project is successful, it would mean not only healthier fish, but an overall healthier local ecosystem for everyone. For WMRA News, I'm Kara Lofton.